Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your State Representative Will Tallman of the 193rd Legislative District in Adams and York Counties. Representative Tallman, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, here we are. It's after the deadline for the state budget, and we still don't seem to have anything to talk about. And what's even more concerning is the House appears to not even be in session. What's going on?
Well, I find it to be frustrating. I'm talking to you on July 1st, and today at 12:20, we adjourned until tomorrow. We do not have a budget bill out of committee. It hasn't even been discussed in committee. So we do not have something on the floor for us to even vote on, either agreeable or disagreeable. I mean, we don't have it. And many of the members of the Republican caucus objected to adjourning, which would have been right around noon, because we feel that we should be doing the people's business and having the debate on the budget and then passing a budget so that the state government can move forward.
And this is usually done, of course, bills are usually debated in public, but it appears that the House Democrats aren't interested in having public debate here, are they?
That's my understanding. They would prefer to do it behind closed doors, and rank-and-file members of the House will not have the opportunity to enter into that discussion. And when it comes out of conference committee, of course, we won't be able to offer amendments. So it's going to be basically a closed-door, smoke-filled room deal.
And the other thing people are very concerned about is the deal that they seem to be favoring has to do with increasing taxes. Do you think that's necessary?
I do not believe we should be increasing taxes, and I have said this over and over again. It's just the wrong thing to do in this current economic situation that we're in. People need to keep the money in their own pockets, not here in Harrisburg. That's how I'm going to be voting. I'm not going to be voting for any kind of a tax increase. Just to let folks know, the governor has this proposal out for the personal income tax of a 0.5% increase, but there's other taxes there that are not readily noticeable by the general public. So the governor has a pretty broad range of tax increases in his proposal.
And what do you think we're going to have in terms of coming to a conclusion here, whether or not we're going to have a budget soon or not? What's it look like?
I know we have July 16, 17. At that point, the state employees will no longer be getting paid. And I feel for those employees because their bills and living expenses are going to continue on. And I would say that is probably going to have to come to an end at some point in time because those folks will not be able to pay their bills. After that happens, if we do not have a budget in place, then our leadership is telling us that we could be into the September timeframe for a budget. And at that point in time, I think we will have state services being affected and the government being affected. So why did we adjourn today at 12:20 and not do the people's business?
Representative Tallman, thanks for that report to your constituents, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Will Tallman.